Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Brummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Shirley. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Templeton fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris bunts towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2 to nothing, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to third. Wallach moves to second. Mark Little now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Wallach scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 0 in the game. Burris takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Parrish scores. Spear scores. Burris goes all the way around to score. It's 7 to nothing, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Gonzalez pinch hits for Mark Little. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Otten now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to second. It's 8-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spear strikes out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to third. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brummer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey pinch hits for Jim Otten. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Ramsey now playing shortstop. Bob Sykes now pitching. Sixto Lizcano now playing right field. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Pate now playing center field. Bobby Ramos now catching. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Dane Eorg now playing first base. Orlando Sanchez now catching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hutton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Obergefell for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eorg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. One out. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bob Sykes. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines who is chasing the ball. Landrum reaches third base with a triple. Ramsey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 Expos. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.